But on the line to discuss results in further detail is the head coach of the senior women's side, Gus Flores. Gus, welcome to the Night Train.
Thank you guys for having me.
More than a pleasure, but mate, with a name like Gus Flores, it's no surprise you know your way around the world game.
I've been around the game for many years. But glad to be back at Knights. My son many years ago, under 12, played for Knights. So pitch number 2 is very familiar to me.
It is. How's it looking these days compared to when your son was playing the 12s? A bit drier?
A little bit drier.
Yeah, I would have thought so. But look, on a serious note, a fantastic result for the girls away from home.
Yeah, look, it was an awesome result. We've been working very hard towards that. The group of girls are very committed, and I must say that we have depth, we have quality, and we have enthusiasm in the group. So it's no surprise that we won. We just got to work towards maintaining a winning streak or doing well through the season.
Well, you began the role earlier in the year, taking over from Tony, the Pizzaiola cold check after almost a decade with the girls. How do you feel the girls have progressed since you've stepped in, and what are the main areas you feel like need to be worked on?
I think the group has been done very well. Tony has been very gracious about giving me information about the team, and he's always been very helpful. So the transition hasn't been that hard. Obviously, being a new coach, new ideas or different ideas, not necessarily better, just different. But the girls have responded well. Tonya has been an awesome, that's Tony's daughter. She has been awesome in the help that she has provided me. We've been working hard since December. The girls are 100% committed to what we're trying to do. And, you know, I think our main area of concern, which was from the beginning, it's just that one-touch situation and clever passing. Once we get that under control, I think we should be all right.
Well, I mean, do you get a chance to see the Rezzies as well? I mean, unfortunately, they lost their encounter yesterday, but it was encouraging see them score.
Yeah, it was very good to see the score. It was actually very unfortunate because we could have actually put that game away in the first 10 minutes and just through a little bit of bad luck and lack of finishing, we found ourselves behind when we had probably 99% of the attack. So, yeah, it was a little bit unfortunate. It was good of the girls to get back, though, and not give up. Still a few things that need to be worked, especially in terms of just a little bit of fitness. But they think that Mark is working hard to get under control, and I think we should be able to get it done for them too.
Yeah, fantastic. Are there any girls in particular at the club that you feel are a standout or might have a chance of doing something special in the game?
Well, I think Kate Espiteri, she's a very, very strong striker. But we have a number of girls down there. Catherine Sikic, I think I got it right, Sikic. She's very strong. But we have depth in the team. It's just up to them, the amount of work and commitment that they put in there. And, you know, two or three could go a little bit further. In the races, we have Philly, who is a very, very talented player, and I think she should be able to do pretty well too.
Yeah, and Gus, I know over the last few weeks there have been some advertisements out there on social media looking for a goalkeeper. So have you managed to find a goalkeeper for the senior girls team?
Oh, mate, we've been stressing about goalkeepers since December last year, and the last training session we solved both issues for the races and the senior team. With the races, we found a goalkeeper for the races in Sunshine Station. One of my players approached a girl wearing soccer shorts, and she turned out to be an actual goalkeeper looking for a place to play. So
Melissa,
that was awesome.
Melissa Barbieri was busking down at the station there, so she's...
Emmy was very desperate because we were in a situation where we might have had to play one of our players in goals. And she decided she wasn't going to do that, so she just went out and found a goalkeeper, which was awesome of her. And for the seniors, Tony and myself, we managed to talk to Lucy Bolger, who has been a around the club for many, many years.
Yeah, legend of the
who
girls.
Had actually, yep. Who had actually retired, and she's been pretty good, and she's come back as a goalkeeper, and she's been amazing, not only in terms of covering the post for us, but also the respect that the girls have for them. I think it just lifted the team that little bit further up. So she's been great in both items.
That's all right. If Lucy's ever injured or unable to make it, I'm sure we've got here with us Vilsan Knežević, a couple of injections, and he can
score
goals.
Yeah, a bit of a nip and tuck.
Just a blonde wig and she should be all right.
Yeah. But Lucy Bolter looks like she's just one of those prodigious talents. She could do whatever, anything she puts her mind to, she's going to excel at by the looks of it.
I'm just waiting to see her dive. That's the only thing I haven't seen. I want to see her dive before a ball.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we won't take it too long, but I'm just been worried about the whole tactic about going to Sunshine Station, approaching people, because if anyone approached me at Sunshine Station, I think I'd run the other way. But,
no, mate, when you get desperate, you have to do desperate things, mate.
Yeah. Tell her just to watch a few videos of Bruno Fornaroli if she wants to learn how to dive. There's plenty of footage on YouTube.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
So, Gus, anyway, what's in store for the girls in the upcoming round?
Well, we have a bye next week, so we'll rebuild from that. And then I think we're going to be working hard. We had people from Moreland Seabreeze coming to watch our game, and they think they got our measure, but I think we're going to change tactics on them, and we're hoping to give them a couple of surprises and come away with the 3 points.
That's it. Keep them guessing, Gus.
Yeah, keep them guessing, exactly.
Well, you've got your finger on the pulse by looks of things, but Gus, thanks for coming on to the Night Train. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing from you and some of the girls even to come in live in the station so that fans out there get to know you and get to know some of the girls that are part of the team, and so they can become the attraction that they deserve to be.
Exactly. Okay, thank you very much for having me.